Well, that's quite the coup. Again, another coup for Husky Athletics and this breakfast to be able to bring in a guy like Luke Wilson to be the guest speaker.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is a guy that's, you know, Canadian born and raised. He's walked in the shoes of these young men. He had an opportunity to go down south and compete at Rice University down in the NCAA. And then he got, you know, an opportunity to compete at the highest level and to win a Super Bowl. And that's just the stories. He's a great communicator. He's got great personality. And I think a lot of our young men will be able to relate to him and his story. And, you know, it'll be a great conversation. It'll be great to have him here. And it'll be great to showcase, you know, Can West and, you know, Husky football for him.
Him telling his story about being drafted 13 years ago. Back then, it was a big deal for a Canadian to be drafted by an NFL team. Yeah. It's happening more and more now, and this is more of an old man opinion. I don't expect you to respond to that necessarily, but the fact that we're seeing a lot more Canadians get considered by American talent evaluators is really saying something about the sport in this country.
Yeah, I think there's talent in this. There's no doubt about it. There's talent in this country. It's, you know, sometimes the kids have hockey skates on, sometimes they put on football cleats, sometimes they put on soccer cleats. It's just, it is. It's an awareness to the athletes. You're getting more year-round training facilities. You're getting more access to stuff. You're getting better coaching. You're getting better. There's more resources. There's more technology. There's the strength conditioning aspect of it is growing. You just see it all. It's just growing in the business of sport. And there's a ton of really phenomenal athletes up here. Some get the opportunity, some don't. Some go through the CFL down the NFL, and others like Luke had a path to go down younger to the NCAA. But like I said, they're not that different. He's not that different than the kid and, you know, at Holy Cross right here in Saskatoon right now. He's not that different. So, you know, he took advantage of his opportunities. He had a few different paths, athletically and all that stuff. And it's going to be great for him to be able to relate to our guys and our guys to be able to relate to him and give an inspirational speech of just what it's like to be a student athlete and what it's like to win a Super Bowl and compete at the highest level.
The event itself has survived COVID. It's been brought up a couple of times here today. And fortunately, university sport has survived it as well and has come back stronger than ever, would you say?
Yeah. No, I think it's a process living through that. Mm-hmm. A little bit of a dream and a fog, I think, going through that year and a bit or whatever. But coming out of it, I think it's you know, if you look down south, they continue to fight through. We kind of took a pause in Canada, more so, right, wrong, and then it's starting to come through. And I think you see that we are as a program, as athletic department. I think the CFL is. I think you're starting to see that where the importance of sport is as important as it ever is and ever was and ever should be. And we continue to grow, and it's just great. And our program continues to grow. And this breakfast and bringing Luke Wilson in is going to continue to do that.
In May, what are you hoping that the student athletes here be able to take away from Luke's journey, especially considering he's a Canadian who has been able to have success south of the border? Obviously, the Huskies have a large contingent in the CFL, but just to have a player like him opening up even more pathways for Canadian players.
Yeah, I do. I think it's just a matter of those opportunities and being ready when those opportunities present themselves. You know, he had an opportunity to get down in the NCAA, and he made the most of it. He was prepared. He was ready. And I think that's a consistent message for our student athletes is it's on the field, it's off the field, it's academically, it's in the weight room, and then it's, you know, obviously in game and all those things, right? It's just taking advantage of those opportunities and being prepared. A lot of times you don't know, you know, you just don't know. But it all comes back full circle. I mean, he talked about draft day, being in his basement with his mom and dad and his friends. That's the core of who you are, and that's, you know, to any athlete, you're going to ride the highs and lows, and you know, being prepared, and then also getting back to, you know, I mean, having being on the field after you win the Super Bowl, and mom and dad are there, right? You get back to down to the core of who and what you are as a player, and what got you to the points and where you are, and I think that's going to be an important message for our guys.
For the incoming recruits who are going to be walking across that stage in May, what can you say about that class so far? As you're still building that roster for 2025?
Yeah, you know, there's still recruiting a few guys. We've got a few more here that we haven't announced yet and stuff. So always continue to grow and to build, and that's part of football. Excited for this group. You know, I really am. There's going to be, you know, there's always surprises in every recruiting class, right? You just never really know. But man, there's some talent in this group, and there's some speed in this group, and that's the part of this group that I really, really like in this recruiting class.
And what's the process been like for you just filling out the sideline? There's been a lot of changes, obviously, from last season to this upcoming season. So where's the Huskies at?
Yeah, change is a constant, man. I mean, adapt or die, right? It's just part of the process in life and in sport, for sure. especially in football. Not so much changeover on the roster side. We've had a few coaches moving on and stuff, so putting that together, getting a DC ready to go here. Already added Nias, Coach Nias coming back, and some more changes on the coaching side of things and on the player side of things, but we'll get it figured out. We'll be good.
But with that roster, you've got to feel good about your situation going into this year and being able to win a Hardy Cup and a national championship.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's February. Everybody feels good about their roster. They haven't played a game yet, right? Yeah. So, I mean, with the returners, with the culture that we have, with the leadership that we have, with the expectation levels that we have internally, externally, all that kind of stuff, I always feel good. I mean, we haven't had a losing record in this program. I don't know if I need to knock on wood in the last 6-7 years. So this is, and those are the expectations that we have, and the players need to know that, and they need to understand that, and they need to, all of us collectively within the program need to be at our best when our best is needed, and that's just what we're trying to do. Football's tough, man. It's 3 hours. You saw that Super Bowl. Man, you're telling me what the 30-40 point difference between, you know, KC and Philly there with that, like, I mean, come on, you know, it's just those 3 hours Philly dominated, and we got to be, and that's just all we're trying to do, and that's the beauty of the game. It's as tough as it is, you know, nice. It can rip your heart out, but it also give you the highest of highs, and that's the beauty of sport.
Is it August yet?
Yeah.